lingua, allora la latenta, dico non vuoi uno stranger, ma tu pensi mi rendi ninja.
No one even get to call in the cops, telling their mama, telling their sister, you know, moving out their house and shit, you hear me? You know, all of that pussy ass shit, you hear me? We ain't doing none of that, we still on the same block, still
at the
same yoke, still in the same car, 24 fucking 7, man.
365!
Yeah. Keep a drum on me, boy.
You been applying,
keep
nigga,
a drum on me, boy.
Day, see, I want to stop it right there. Both of them two voices you heard, they did. You know, I didn't come here to joke about this. Just came to be real with you. Two talented motherfuckers. The two voices you heard. You heard one dude talking, same car, same clothes. Then you heard another voice that said, 365. Cosigner, yeah. We in the same spot, same block, driving the same cars. Get at us. That's a little shit that these rappers do, man. That's a little shit that these rappers do. And they feel like they untouchable. But honestly, if you really think about it, man, what you just said is like the stupidest thing you could possibly say, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the stupidest thing that you can say, man, because being in the same car, same trap, same block. You know, we all, of course, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's something that, it's like a lie that is going to be, you know, everybody know where the fine niggas at. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it's hood-to-hood beefs and shit like that. Niggas know where people be at. You know? But it's the reason why these be the reasons how they be getting killed. You just told it. I'm in the same spot, same this, same that. That's all a nigga need to hear. You know what I'm saying? That's all a nigga need to hear is you be in the same spot, same cars, and then you wonder how a nigga catch you lacking. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes niggas don't even catch these niggas lacking. They just end up getting fucked up because they don't realize the shit that they say out their mouth, you know what I'm saying, when them cameras be rolling. So they end up saying a rack of wild shit a lot. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's all for hip hop. You know, look at 6ix9ine, man. Nigga possibly gonna have to sit in jail for a year for an act. Now, he gotta wait it. Now they trying to make him wait a year before he even get in there and tell him that it's an act. You see what I'm saying? Now, Boulevard Quick was just killed. He's a Baton Rouge artist. He was killed, I guess, this morning. And, you know, he had a feud, you know, with an artist. He dissed the artist's mother. We don't condone, you know, trying to snitch or point a finger at a person. But, you know, he had a diss with a boy. Because I just watched a vlog on somebody down there. And see, this is the type... And this is a message to you bloggers. You getting on here proclaiming, jumping on, trying to call yourself, jumping on a case or jumping on something clean, and you speaking on directly who, that's kind of like dry snitching. No, don't mention nobody's name in no case that involves, that man just died. So any name that you flow up on here, that shit going to be all over the news wave. And you possibly have to get a nigga picked up or start a trend on the internet, especially if you got 31K videos on his thing. The guy's name is Black Gaddy or whatever. I guess he's from New Orleans. He got the accent, you know. I'm not knocking your business, but I'm letting you know on some real street shit, you know what I'm saying? You being hot, you know what I'm saying? Speaking on putting a killer on a body in any way, shape, or form, it's hot. Like, you can't really put that on. You can't be putting nobody's name in front of that. You don't even know. You know what I'm saying? You don't really know what's going on. Even if all the ducks is in the line, that ain't your job. You know what I'm saying? So don't, like, nigga, I didn't know that person had anything to do with this until I came to your blog. You see what I'm saying? And that right there be a reason why that person or they'd be sending somebody after you. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know, shout out to you. You can check him out, Black Gaddy, on YouTube. But, you know, be safe, man. Like, be safe. Because, like, what you doing is, that's a dangerous game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't put no body, don't put no murderer on no body, man. And the dude ain't been gone 24 hours. Like, you know what I'm saying? So everybody, you know, shook up and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know what could go on. You know what I'm saying? You obviously got a big fan base. You got 31K followers. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but Boulevard Quick, he was killed today. Like I say, he dissed a guy's mother. Looks like a few weeks ago or something like that. You know, and the one I was saying, G Money, he was killed. He got killed last year. Because I remember it was like towards the end of the year, but it was last year. He definitely died in 2017. And his friend is just passed. And it's sad. It says that he was found like a right out in, like, not in front of his building, but I guess like another building over on the side of his building type shit. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, that's typical shit right there, man. You know, you know he ain't famous, you know, so the nigga was probably selling dope, you know, sound like a gun deal, I mean a drug deal that went bad as far as a setup. You know what I'm saying? Somebody probably, hey man, them niggas would be, see, this is my whole thing with these guys beefing with these so-called major artists or these big artists that got millions and all that. If you're gonna do that, you gotta know where your ass at, man. You gotta be safe. You gotta know that you just dissed a person you just said something to a person that's supposed to be have millions. So it don't call, and the grimier your city is, the cheaper and cheaper it is to kill somebody. Now, this guy Boulevard Quick looks like he's about 5'4", 5'5", about 250, 260 pounds. Like a big boy. He's like a big husky dude. Like, these little young niggas are putting on you, man. These little young boys, they getting younger and younger in these hoods with these guns. It don't take much, man. It don't take much for a little young boy, for them to put a little young boy on you. You know what I'm saying? Especially on one of us. I'm a big dude myself, so we got to be careful. They send one dude to chase me down or chase, you know what I'm saying? So, now, like I said, you I just played the clip for you. They telling you we in the same block, same hood. Now they wonder how they know, oh, damn, they must have knew that he stayed over here. You told them that. You told them that you stay in the same spot. That's on you. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing else, man. Like, that's on you. You told them that this is where you be at. These was out of your mouth. This is vlogs you put on YouTube. So anybody that knew you, and a lot of times when niggas beefing, niggas know where niggas be at, especially when it's like directly in the hood beef or like not directly in the hood, but like in the same city. Most of the times in the same city, because like I said, hoods are broke down into hoods. Like Baton Rouge is one of those places where I was telling you, like, theirs is like mixed. They probably got the blood and crip thing going too. But their shit is kind of like in that war shit. Knife war, sixth war, seventh war. You know what I'm saying? So that's how they shit is broke down. So if I'm repping the three, it's only a certain amount of places that I can be. You know what I'm saying? If I'm from the nine, then it's only a certain amount. This is the nine area. You see what I'm saying? That's how the hood be. That's how you be like, damn, how did he find them? That's how it is. Like out here, your neighborhood is usually where you can get up on a nigga at, or at least get some information, or you might pull up and somebody and ask him, like I have a place where I'm from. Like, you can go and holler at him, and they might be like, oh yeah, we ain't seen him in a while, you know what I'm saying? But he over 30 though, so you know what I mean? When I was 20, we was out that motherfucker, you know, to my feet was blue, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ain't here to brag on that, but I'm just, you know, I'm just for the, you know, the naysayers, you know. But, yeah, like, everybody got a neighborhood. Most people have a neighborhood. If you don't have a neighborhood, then you really an off-brand nigga. You see what I'm saying? Or you ever hear a nigga talking about he got two hoods or three hoods. Like, he a bitch around somewhere. You know, sorry to say it, but that's how it works. It doesn't. You have, I have one place that I rep, and then you might have another place that you guys, we merge together, and we like family, you know what I'm saying, or, you know what I mean, so that's just how certain, you know, certain blocks move. So, finding him was nothing. All he had to know was, hey, look, these, let's just say, you know what I'm saying, these shebang niggas, they hood is, they from Fourth War. Oh, okay. All we gotta do now. I don't even know how big the wars are. Ninth War, Sixth War. I don't know how big them joints are. Them joints might be fucking complexes. You know what I'm saying? I've never been to New Orleans. I'm just hip to the streets. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, they go by the war just like Atlanta. Remember I tell you, Atlanta goes with the zones. Zone one, T.I.'s from Zone one. Gucci and them from Zone 6. You see what I'm saying? So, if I need to find Gucci back in the day, I just need to walk through Zone 6. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I need to find, back in the day when T.I. was out there thugging and woo-woo, I want T.I., I holler at niggas in Zone 1. Or I come in Zone 1 and get T.I. You see what I'm saying? That's how it worked. Like, so it's not hard to find a nigga that you beefing with. You know what I'm saying? It's really not hard. And the crazy part is, like, it's nothing to wire a nigga some money to go, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, this dude was like 5'4", 5'3", like 260, a chubby little fat guy. You know what I'm saying? Not being funny, you know, respect. He crank. I'm about to play some of his music right now to show you that the nigga crank. It hurt my heart. I wasn't even going to do this because I don't like to speak on, you know what I'm saying, deaths and shit like that. But it hurt my heart when I came and listened to his music, and it was so fucking good. You know what I'm saying? Well, it might not be good to you, but it was that street shit that I like. You know what I'm saying? It was dope, man. He doing it for the big boy. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of hurt me. You know what I mean? It's sad that these guys keep beefing with rich people. And ain't moved out of where they at. I thought that was what niggas did. Like, if you gonna be like, I'm not about to tell you where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Pull up on me to nobody that's rich. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you know how many motherfuckers he can get or give some. You know what I'm saying? You could do shit like that maybe with somebody that's on your level because you know you ready for that. They pull up. You know what I'm saying? Because we know this world is so crazy now. Bitches is pulling up to people's houses, getting beat and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I seen a video that went viral on Facebook. A girl called a broad to her house, like, pull up, bitch, we can. And the girl pulled up. This bitch comes to the door with the phone, like, it's about to be a talking situation, and girl beat the damn brakes off her, beat the dog shit out of her in her own house. She ended up getting fucked up. The house getting fucked up in her own shit. And you done called this bitch over here, let her in and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, motherfuckers is different. These young motherfuckers is different. So, you know, I don't know. But this shit is sad, man. I wish niggas could just leave this beef and shit alone. But it's like, with this rap, it's like another, I want to say it's like another rap trap, man. Because it's like another rap trap. Because it's like something that you have to do. It's just like say for instance, to get girls, I gotta wear my hair back and dye it red. You know what I'm saying? But these niggas on this end are kill me for having my hair dyed and red back. But I want the girls. I gotta have the girls, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna take that risk. And that's what this rap shit, beef shit, that's what this shit is, man. It's like, you'll do whatever, like the six, like J. Cole said he liked it, the 6ix9ine nigga, because he was willing to do whatever. He said that's what he respected about him. He was willing to do whatever you know, to do to get on. But I say this though, I say that that was a that you know, I'm gonna break away from this story a little bit to get into this. I say that that was a part of what I always tell you about Flocka, about trying to fit in and trying to please these young people. But we're gonna get into Block Boulevard quick, and we're gonna get into that, and I'm gonna get right back to you. Stand by. He got potential, man. He really had potential. And the other one was better. The G-Money dude was better, man. He had the different look and all that, man. Like, you know, Pauls, you know what I'm saying? He definitely, like both of them, they got, even dude as a fat boy, he got the image. Like I said, I'm a fat boy, so, like, if you know how to, I had to, and that's all I heard was I had the image for what I do. You know what I'm saying? So if you got the fitting image, man, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's easy. You gonna climb shelves quick, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's fucked up, man. And one thing I wanna say is when he did all of the bad talking that he did on his live, you know, to those people or whoever he was talking about, I really don't know. He was so many different names and shit. I don't know everybody, you know. And one thing about it, bro, the sad part, the nigga had 31 people watching his life. This man died for 31 people. 31 fucking people was on the live. It wasn't even that much. It wasn't even that many people in that motherfucker. But it was the right motherfucker that was in there. You see what I'm saying? It was the right motherfucker was in there to see it. Or they see whoever be recording. Bruh, there was even, I don't know the link to the video, but there was even a video where they showed, it was even a video where they showed a person typing, talking to him, agony more, like, literally, like, hey, I'm about to start recording. Say it over. Say it again. And all he was saying was like, fuck somebody. Bruh, he said, and look, he wanted it to be, and see, that's probably why whoever it was, they probably could see that you just itching to be got when you doing shit like that. You adding it on. Like, see, a real nigga probably would have been like, man, hey, look, man, I already see it. I said what I said. You missed it. Sorry, I ain't about to replay. This ain't for no clout. This is really how I feel. But now you making it look like it's clout when you gonna keep repeating it. He kept repeating it like, dude ain't even had to type back. I'm just sitting here watching the video, shaking my head like, wow, this person really is the person that probably is what closed the deal for them motherfuckers coming to get you. Literally with this shit. The motherfucker was telling him, look, I'm recording. I guess he was recording with the screen recording, and then motherfuckers get that, and then they put it on YouTube. Now, I tried to look at the picture to see who the fuck it was. It was like an eggshell. Not the eggshell, but it was just like blank. So, I'm like, who the fuck even was that, Mo? Like, who? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know who that was. You don't know who's on a live. Like I said, it was only 31 motherfuckers on. And that's the whole thing. I'm thinking like, damn, it's only 31 motherfuckers on this show. And I'm like, how many? So I pushed down the load up to see how many views did he get on YouTube. The YouTube joint is at 22K. You see what I'm saying? So the nigga who recorded this shit and put this shit on here, sorry to say it, man, but like, you might have just got that guy killed, man. You know what I'm saying? You never know what could do it. Why are you putting that on there? Like, anytime a nigga stop and put something on, like, you basically stop what you was doing just to put on for a nigga saying some fucked up shit just so it gets heard again. What type of bitch ass? No real nigga. I'm going to tell you right now. That's why I said a real nigga would have been like, you an instigating ass nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no real nigga would tell a nigga to re-say, hey, you said fuck that nigga, his mother a bitch? Oh, okay. All right, hold on. I'm recording now. Say it again. How does that sound? The person was an egg. He didn't even know who it was. That's crazy, man. That's sad, man. But like I said, back to the J. Cole and Waka Flocka's topic that I was talking about, as far as J. Cole condemning the 6ix9ine nigga for what he do. And what I said, I think that J. Cole is suffering from a little bit of what Flocka is suffering from. And that's, you at the borderline. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you in that 31 to 34 range, it's only a three year range for real. Cause 35 is like another plateau. 35 is like something big. You know what I'm saying? But if you in that 31 to 34 age range, then you suffer from the, I'm still a young nigga at heart, for real. Oh, fuck this joint up. You know what I'm saying? You still suffering from those demons. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, 28, 29, those are the most bitterest. Those are, if you really look at it, the bitterest niggas are like the 28, 29 motherfuckers. Because they're, especially the street niggas. Like the street niggas, 28, 29, 30, they the bitterest in them years, especially 28 and 29, because those are the last years of the 20s. You know what I'm saying? Now you got that 3-0 in your front of your face, and that rubs niggas the wrong way. That rubs bitches the wrong way. You tell a bitch you 20 something, it's better. But you tell a bitch you 30, it roll off a little different. You know what I'm saying? Even that 28 is cool. 28 a pretty age to me. That's sweet. But that 29 is kind of ugly. You see what I'm saying? And now J. Cole is, I think, like 32, 33-ish or whatever. Same with Flocka. Flocka about 31, 32-ish. Be 30, you know what I'm saying? They right in that range. And that range, you be suffering from fuck shit. You still want to be looked at with the young crowd, but you really, in a few years, you really pass that boundary. You know what I'm saying? 35 is the boundary. When you hit that 35 mark, it's like, get your old ass out of here. You know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, with this generation, 25. These motherfuckers, 25 is, you old. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what I think J. Cole accepted it and said, oh yeah, I fuck with 6ix9ine because he'll do whatever it takes to get rich. But really, in actuality, he should have stepped up and been a big dog. Maybe if more people would have stepped up and been big dogs and been like, nah, fuck all that. This ain't the way to go. Then maybe the little rainbow boy would be all right. You know what I'm saying? It's sad. Like I did a lot. I shot a lot of vlogs on him. I shot a lot of vlogs. But if you notice in all of the podcasts that I shot on 6ix9ine, my only problem with him was, look how you polluting the youth, bruh. You letting people, you got people thinking that this shit ain't cool. And like I said, the gangster of a man is already being washed. Like, more people being a femme man is like more casual now. If you a big ass tough nigga, yeah, nigga, what's good, nigga, what the fuck? Then people be looking at you like, that shit your big strong guy. You know what I'm saying? Like people, females, everybody, nobody really caters to that big, that the big macho man. It's more kind of like for the man, play it cool. Like, oh, calm down. Don't, you, are you really going to fight him? Like, these are what the, you know what I'm saying? Like, the world is tilted to those guys. You know what I'm saying? It's the women, and then it's to those guys, and then it's to the masculine, strong, man, nigga, go pick up that refrigerator. Or, you know, shit, did you just change that tire? You know what I'm saying? Them type big, strong-ass niggas like that. You know what I'm saying? Go on out there and fix that roof. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas. Or the, shit, I shot 20 niggas in. You see what I'm saying? Even the comedians. If you watch the comedians, some of their biggest jokes are going on gangsters. Their biggest jokes, if you watch, but call their names. Goofy, his jokes on gangsters are hilarious. Shout out to Goofies. A Pat, all they jokes about gangsters be funny as fuck. Because the shit is dying. Go to the party. Party. You're at a party. Party. Get off the wall. Party with all these girls. You got a pool party. Party with the women. What are they talking to you? You see what I'm saying? But they letting you know the water, how the water is out here. It ain't gangster prone no more. Gangsters just going to sit around and kill each other or keep going to jail. Keep doing dumb shit. Those are what the gangsters is doing right now. You see what I'm saying? You got to pay attention, man. If more niggas could have came through, if there would have been a possibility where there were so many people that was like against that shit, or maybe even some of the big dogs. Like I heard Fat Joe try to talk to him. But I don't know about any other guys. Like, I don't know about any other guys. You know, 50 Cent's a fucking 50 Cent. Now, see, 50 Cent is different. 50 Cent is old, but he's still rich. And he's still in the shit. But as you can see, he's a boring motherfucker too. That nigga be on the gram like shit. Like, damn, nigga, you don't miss a post. You know what I'm saying? He be on the gram. He has to keep that 20 million followers. He has to keep that shit popping. That power shit ain't on. He got to keep that shit popping. So that's why he don't give a fuck. He going to go at everybody. He going to talk. All he trying to do is live on his legacy of what he doing, of what 6ix9ine doing, and still be the, oh yeah, I do, 6ix9ine is just little 50 Cent. But 50 Cent damn near 50 years old. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference, man. It's a difference, man. It's a difference. You know, more people should have came to the forefront. I feel like a lot of motherfuckers was just, ha, you a wild nigga. Hey, go ahead. You crazy, man. But I'm a holler at you. All right. And then when they got on the phone or when they got back with their regular people, they was like, this wild ass nigga, he gonna crash like shit. It's gonna be sad when it's over. It's gonna be sad when it's over. You see what I'm saying? Even with like niggas down to like Ace Boogie and them. Ace Boogie and the other nigga that be with Ace Boogie. I don't know his name, but I respect him. So, you know, just in case if he hears this, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me. I respect you. Blue, you had the blue flag at the interview. I know you. You crank. Your music crank and everything. I'm just saying, I don't know your name right now, but yeah, Ace Boogie man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even them. Like they some real niggas that could have, you know, hey, nah, like, pipe it down, bro. Pipe it. You just rolling with police. Like, you mean to tell me could none of them niggas holler at him like, go ahead, bro. You just like rolling with the police, cuz, like, that ain't really no street shit. Like, what, like, how he tried to go in the Breakfast Club? I told y'all, he baited some of y'all niggas in. Some of y'all niggas don't know what you're talking about. He's smart as shit for having security. What nigga not supposed to have security? Nah, nigga. That shit you on, that's some street. You moving on some street shit on a street level. That's why a lot of older niggas was against it, because you got the feds with you, fool. You got the feds with, like, see, It was like, he said it was all a dream. It was all a dream until he went to Chicago. And then you really seen him with the feds. Like, nigga, it's like they moving with the president or something. You know what I'm saying? You seen the dual lights. Now, your own security around you, of course, you're supposed to have that. But you doing all this big, all right, let's think about niggas like Dex Osama. Detroit dude, Detroit legend, little young guy that got killed. You think Dex Osama would have been out here rolling with the feds? He would have probably still been talking his shit, still doing his thing. Fuck you niggas, all that shit. He wouldn't have had no fucking police. You think, what? Bruh, he wouldn't have had no police with him, man. Think about it. To have a police with you, most niggas is moving with they men, they friends, and guns. That's what he tried to put into your, that's what he tried to say. Oh, I try to give people jobs. You can't help people. That's what he's talking about. He's basically saying, like me, I get big as shit. Oh, what's up, big homie? You be the security. Fuck it, man. Well, that way you got a little bit of money in your pocket. Woo. Boom. You don't know them niggas. You met Shotty in 2017, 2016. It's 2 years ago. We ain't even out of 2018. How could you have a bond with a nigga that deep? You see what I'm saying? Niggas be rushing. Like my podcast I was just talking about. Niggas be rushing and trying to put themselves around a person to try to build a quick-ass bond with them. It take time to build a bond. Now you facing life because you didn't understand. He didn't understand what was going on. All of the shit that I was saying, I'm not a police nigga, so I never seen that coming. All of the things that I was talking about, you see me, I never once mentioned the nigga getting locked up. You the police. You got the police with you. You know what I'm saying? Stupid. And that having the police with you ended up internally fucking you. That fucked you too. That's what got you brought in. He wouldn't be in there if he had police with him. The police is what told the other police the nigga was going to the casino. You see what I'm saying? The security firm. Telling y'all, man, y'all better listen, man. This beef and shit and rap, just leave that shit alone, man. Just leave that shit alone. It's practically like, it don't even matter though, man. Like, if you getting too much money, niggas coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you gonna be, you better be humble. Be humble and move in a different way, because if you gonna put them people on your head, they gonna be on your head, bruh. Straight like that, man. Rest in peace to Block, Boulevard, Quick. Rest in peace to G-Money. You know, and shout out to that Blaw side. I ain't mean no disrespect. I'm just keeping it 100 with you. Like, a lot of people was gonna look at your video and say, man, that's just dry snitching. You know what I'm saying? You putting, you know what I'm saying? NBA, any of these little young guys that's you know, that's around, you know, the guy that's from that area can feel offended. You know what I'm saying? NBA young boy, a young 22, was it? You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to be gangster too. Shit. You know, Baton Rouge got plenty of rappers. And he, and all them motherfuckers and fuck yous he talking. He talking to somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, you gotta be careful, man. You gotta be careful. You know what I'm saying? It's wild. It's niggas be beefing with one person and get killed. That was my message really to 6ix9ine. Dudes be beefing with one person, one side, and get killed. Now you beefing with, you got them all over the place, man. Just imagine the jail cell. How many niggas that probably watched his videos, they probably didn't get a chance to, well, I don't know. I know jail's a little updated. Well, maybe, especially if they was able to see him on the gram. Oh, man. If they was able to see that shit, bruh. Bro, the Smoke Podcast, man. Bleed out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.